Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Going to open up EB's entertainment page now. Which is brought to you by BMW of Fairfax.
That's right, Ricky. Driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW of Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. She'll take care of you. She'll set you up with an amazing salesperson. Check out all of their inventory at BMWofFairfax.com. When you get there, make sure you mention me, and they will absolutely take care of you. I promise.
You want to know my daughter's response when I asked her if she was willing to pay her cell phone bill?
Yes.
I say, hey, Mad Dog, do you want to pay your own cell bill? It's about $75 per month. Ava, you're still on scholarship. I sent it to both.
All right.
Yes. Madden said, ugh.
Right. Great answer.
Why?
Right.
And well, you asked. Now we're back and forth.
The problem is the phrasing. You asked, did you want to pay your cell phone bill?
I said, I want to know if you're okay with paying your cell bill.
Okay.
Kind of like, can you afford
doing it? I thought
she'd
say, oh, maybe you could pay half.
Yeah.
She wants me to, but I think I'm still going to make her pay it.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you could give her a deadline. You could say, I'll tell you what, I got you through summer, and then come fall, it's on you. You know what I mean? Just like have an end date.
Or every other month?
Well, that's just going to go on forever.
That's going to get confusing.
Well, I mean,
just give her a little time to build up and to be prepared.
Do your kids pay your cell
I pay
bill?
For everything, my kids. They're all on scholarship forever.
What about yours?
I don't pay anything for Kelsey.
No.
My other daughter's 8. She doesn't have a cell phone.
Oh, so Kelsey pays her own cell phone.
Kelsey's 24, lives in L.A. and makes
Well, my
a
daughter's
living.
23.
Okay, well.
I mean, she makes her own money. Yeah. She doesn't make
my kids
she
aren't
makes.
Making money yet. Okay, my kids, well, one's still in college, the other one is in a startup, finishing master's.
So they should be on scholarship still.
Yep.
But it's coming to an end
soon.
Like
on a family trip, I'll pay for her ticket.
Yeah, of course. You could do things like that for your kids. You're not going to just cut them off forever.
No, I don't. Believe me, I told you what I pay for. I pay for a lot.
Yeah, I think it's fine. Whatever.
I mean, I think Kelsey's on my medical insurance, but that's until
like 26, maybe?
26
somewhere around there.
26 is when they have to come off it.
Yeah.
Believe me, I can't wait to get my kids off scholarship. It's freaking ridiculous.
Need some of that money going to your bottom line.
Pay for my own freaking bills.
Oh, well, we'll see what happens.
All right. You got a negotiation going on. You could just.
I know, I'm negotiating.
No, he's being nice.
Being a good dad.
Nice. Yeah.
I'll probably end up saying what you said. All right, I'll take care of it through August.
And then August comes, you'll forget about it.
I was
going
to say, next year, let's start off the year right. And
it'll get you through the year.
It'll get you through,
the year.
When's her birthday?
And then 2026.
June.
Maybe you say when you turn 24. Time to you've now been working for a year and a half, 2 years, whatever.
Just depends on how much you want to help them out. I mean, whatever. I'm sure she could swing it.
She definitely could.
Yeah. So So
just, I know what she's got coming in and going out.
I bet you do.
I know every cent.
Right. Well, what about this? What about you say, you know, let's start next month, and then you pay the bill, and then I match it and put $75 into some like Roth IRA or something.
Ooh, I like that. It's not a bad alternative.
Or just to her savings account. Yeah.
Why do you know every cent of what she has? Like, you have access to her bank account?
Because she's attached. Her account is attached to my master account. So I see what's coming in and what's going on.
Sometimes that happens if they're under 25.
And I see her credit card is attached to them. She's got an Amex, but it's on my.
Her paycheck goes to your account?
Yes.
She's got to straighten that out at some point.
She doesn't want to.
Huh?
I mean, eventually she will, but right
eventually
now.
Or he's going to be like Jaden Daniels' mom.
Yeah. You're the dad version of Jaden.
I might be. Yeah.
He's a double helicopter dad.
When your daughter's dancing at a wedding and there's some dudes there, are you dancing
but
right
I'll
next
tell you
to
what,
her?
If she doesn't do, if we didn't have this set up where she's attached to my account, she wouldn't save any money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She'd be
helping her along.
She'd be spending it everywhere. She'd be at the Tyson's
all you are,
spending money.
You're her financial Sherpa.
I am.
What you are.
Yeah.
You're just guiding her down the path.
So, I don't know, I'll keep you updated on that.
Okay.
I thought this was sad.
If you care. I don't know if you care.
Sad news, Cakes. But, man, what a career. This dude had a 74-year career. Think about that.
74-year career.
That means we got another 44 years.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
We got another 44 if we want to match this dude's career. Wink Martindale.
Ah,
the
great.
Iconic game show host. I remember
he
him
my
most
guy.
From Tic-Tac-Doe.
Tic-Tac-Doe was...
Stay away from the dragon.
That was my jam back
right, it was a
day.
Dragon.
It was a dragon,
He
yeah.
died at the age of 91.
Great run.
What was the game he hosted? It was like blackjack.
He did high sure. rollers.
Was it Gambit?
He did Gambit.
I think it was Gambit.
Card Sharks?
Was it Gambit or Card Sharks?
Well, he definitely did Gambit.
There's definitely a game that I liked that was like higher or lower.
He hosted The Last
Word.
There
was one, it was like Blackjack.
The Great Getaway Game. He hosted Trivial Pursuit, Debt, Instant Recall. The guy just did all of them.
Let's be honest. The one seed is Tic-Tac-Doe.
I think so.
That should be on his tombstone. The dragon should be like front and center on his tombstone.
He was close friends, Cakes. With Elvis Presley.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
did not
boys.
Know that.
His wife of 49 years.
You
I think
that?
You could say that.
Come on.
Valdez is just scared, but I think you could say that, Cakes.
I don't know what I can say anymore. I'm very confused.
Yeah. So anyway, pour some out for Wink Martindale.
Okay. I'll be sure to do that tonight.
91.
Did Elvis dump her when she turned 18?
Cake's favorite tube used to be Eskimo Tube. Is that still in existence?
I mean, I can look it up. Let's check the Odyssey filter.
Check it out.
Yeah, we're going to do that right now.
I thought that was the guy that calls in.
No, I remember Cakes.
No,
my memory is Cakes used to always talk about Eskimo
Larry
Tube.
Larry said he liked that.
Hold on.
Eskimo
Yeah, I got it right here.
Yeah, it definitely
is. Yeah, Larry.
All right, what about Eskimo Tube?
Cakes was familiar.
Cakes definitely familiar. All right, JP mentioned this, I think, during a break. I'm not sure he mentioned it on air, but there's going to be a new documentary called Shooting Guards, Cakes, that will detail the Wizards locker room incident between Gilbert Arenas and Javaris Crittenden.
That's called must-watch TV.
The trailer's really good.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be on Netflix, right? And I think it comes out in May.
May 6th.
May 6th. Man, that's going to be one of those you just have to watch. Now, of course.
Crittenden ended up having a murder rap.
Yes. He served 8 years of a 23-year manslaughter sentence. He was released from prison, actually, in April of 2023. Wonder what he's doing.
In the trailer, Arenas says, you know, I was a prankster and maybe I took it too far. But basically, they got in their little argument and... Arenas brought the guns and put it there in front of Crittenden and said, you said you were going to shoot me. I
Go
brought
ahead.
The guns.
Right.
And then Crittenden's like, I got my own guns.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I wouldn't tempt him with that with that option.
Crazy.
If I know the guy's violent and I
and
know
then
the guys
everybody
beat
scattered.
Me?
Crazy.
Have you watched, I know JP's watched, have you watched Court of Gold yet?
I did.
I watched the first episode. It's really good.
It's pretty good.
I thought it was really good.
Yeah, that's the
the Olympic team.
Yeah, whatever they call it. I guess it's not the redeem team, but Steph Curry goes nuts in the last. I felt like I was watching it just to watch the last episode with Curry going nuts.
How many episodes was it? Because I've only watched one episode.
Maybe four.
So you didn't love it?
Liked it.
It
just didn't offer that much, like, I just anything like that I didn't know.
I like the behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, I didn't think there was that much behind the scenes.
Well, I mean, you got to see him in practice. You never saw that before. So I kind of like, I mean, you see Steve Kerr talking to the team and, you know, before and after practice. Never see that.
I feel like you almost get to know some of the other teams more.
Yeah, I mean, talk about the European teams. Yeah, talk about the European teams.
This seems like a low blow, guys. I'm not sure if you heard this, but Britain's Harriet Dart, okay, is a tennis player, has apologized for saying her French opponent, Lois Boysen, smells really bad during her defeat in the Ruin Open on Tuesday.
Didn't she tell her to go get some deodorant?
I need some all over body deodorants.
During a second set changeover, Dart, who was getting smoked, she lost 6-love, 6-3. She could be heard on the broadcast asking the umpire to tell Boysen to use deodorant.
How does she smell it?
Can you ask her to put on deodorant? She smells really bad.
How could she smell it from the other side of the court?
She said she could be stinky. She said she knows. But I mean, they're playing tennis. I know when I sweat, I get stinky cakes.
Well, most people do.
I mean, as I've gotten older, I think I get stinkier.
That could be the case.
There was nothing worse than guarding the stinky, smelly kid in basketball.
Was that the worst?
That was the worst.
She smells really bad.
She says, can you ask her to put on deodorant? She said it during a changeover. So it wasn't like she smelled her while they were forehands to each other.
All right, so maybe when she walks by her during the changeover.
She said she's awful. Can you put on some deodorant? Now she's apologized. And she said, it was a comment made in the heat of the moment. I truly regret it. It's not the way I want to behave, and I take full responsibility. I have a lot of respect for Lois and the way she competed today. I'll learn from this and move on.
Maybe she should worry about winning a game in a set before talking about how bad she smells.
Instead of just getting your ass beat.
It was a stunning upset for the 303rd-ranked Boysen, who made her first WTA Tour appearance of the season.
Where's
following
Dart?
Injury. Dart was ranked 62.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is big.
Big win. There's been a lot of news about the Hackman and his wife's house.
The final days.
Their breeding ground seen in the police's new photos that have been released. I think you even have one of the surviving dogs kind of guarding the body of the wife.
So the wife donked off first.
I think the wife donked off first, and it was out of his mind. And
I saw that
couldn't survive.
She was doing like Google searches of COVID and different respiratory problems.
Well, she said that Gene had flu-like symptoms. She was trying to figure out what to do. At one point, she even ordered some oxygen canisters. So she was a little bit concerned that he wasn't feeling well. And they say that. Again, the quote is that everyone's jumping on is breeding ground for rodents and everything. Oof. I guess they found maybe some nests and stuff. But they say that part of the house was fine. You wouldn't know that he had that going on. But I honestly thought of Cakes. And he has all his animals. And and one of my brothers has a bunch of animals. Like, at times.
Does he have many animals now? He's got a dog. No,
back in the day, he would have one.
Yeah, we've
during the sugar glider days.
We've thinned the herd.
Yeah, you might want to go over there and make sure you're not a breeding ground for this
Ashikasha disease or whatever
it is.
There's no rat infestation. Unless you're talking about Rat with Two T's, my favorite hair metal band of all time. Then I'm into it.
I can't remember. It was a hantavirus, pulmonary syndrome. A rare rodent-transmitted virus is what killed her. She was 65. And, because you had the sugar gliders. At one point, what was your peak? What was your peak of all your animals?
Probably we had two sugar gliders, so that's two. Probably
those are like rodents, right? That's essentially a rodent.
Yeah. So they had two of those and probably two dogs at that point. So probably the peak is four animals.
Didn't you also have some sort of a dragon?
My son had a bearded dragon.
What is that?
It's like a little tiny lizard that eats crickets.
And what about, did you ever have like hamsters? Because those are like rodents.
My daughter had It's either hamster or gerbil. They're basically interchangeable.
I have a niece that had hamsters or I don't know what the hell they are, and I'm telling you, it freaking smelled.
Yeah, if you don't change the cage like every week or 10 days, it's gonna smell.
They had like this big old area for it. And, you know, it had, looked like it had a great life.
It's gonna smell like that French tennis player.
Yeah.
It's going to smell like her.
Going to have to freaking hunt the virus in your house. Be careful.
If I don't show up one day, you can just say, Kate's got the Hanta virus.
Are you allergic to cats?
Too much rat. I'm deathly allergic to cats.
Okay, that's why you haven't had cats.
Yeah, I'll never. A cat will never live in my house. Right. Ever, ever, ever. They'll come nowhere near my house.
And last but not least.
BB, you want to know? Sorry, you want to know who the biggest name was at the Topgolf?
Sure.
Luther Burden.
Wideout.
Wideout from Missouri.
Yeah.
Intriguing.
Yeah.
What about the edge guy from Boston College that I'm interested in?
Eze?
I don't know if he was. Yeah, I just asked for the biggest name. So.
I mean, Luther Burden's a pretty big name.
He's available. I passed on him today. He'll
most likely be available at 29.
Right. Eze or Burden?
Burden.
He's not a wide receiver from Mizzou.
Which one would you take if they were both available? You're an offensive guy.
I do always lean to offense, but herein lies the rub. I had Luther Burden on my college fantasy squad last year. He underperformed. Now, I think it was because poor quarterback play at Mizzou. I'd still take the edge rusher. Does that feel like Peters can find a wide out
in
the later rounds?
Last but not least, if this had happened 20 years ago, I think Valdez would, he'd probably have an account. Amanda Bynes is now on OnlyFans. But the actress says, don't expect anything scandalous. She's not going to post any sleazy pics, any sleazy content. She just wants to have a platform where she can chat with her fans through DMs. How long before Amanda Bynes abandons that and starts posting sleazy content?
Abandoned Bynes?
Yeah, what do you think?
I don't know. Who knows? I mean, she seems like her life has gone completely off the rails. And, I mean, you can kind of understand it with the abuse that she suffered at the hands of some of those producers when she was a kid.
Has that been documented? That's kind of why she went cuckoo?
I think that's part of it. I think that's probably the main reason why.
I heard an outrageous number about OnlyFans. It was, they looked at the population here in the United States, the percentage of girls that are 18 to 24 in that population. Now, I'm going to probably botch the numbers, but it's roughly 11 million. Does that make sense?
That there are 11 million girls that have an OnlyFans account?
No, that there are 11 million girls 18 to 24 in this country.
Sure. It's 300
that
million.
It seems low.
I don't know.
I guess 150 million, whatever, in that age group.
Right.
And that almost 10% have OnlyFans.
So that's a million.
That seems absurd.
A million chicks.
Could one out of 10 girls, 18 to 24, Mike Marr, if you're dating girls your age, I know you're not dating right now.
Do you think
one out of 10 girls have OnlyFans?
I find that extremely hard to believe.
Yeah, that seemed outrageous.
Have you ever met a chick out in Arlington or whatever that has an OF?
I don't think
so. That you're aware of.
Yeah, I don't think so. That's more of like Miami, California, New York.
Not an Arlington thing?
Not in Arlington.
That's not a flex. Would you be interested? Would you date an OF girl? Mike Marr.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't lie. He's contemplating.
I'm contemplating. Yeah, I don't know. It's tough because that's a bad look, man. I mean, that's modern day porn star. You're not getting, for lack of better words, like, you know.
Yeah, but what if it's not like, what if it's just like sleazy content, but it's not like skins?
That's tough. I'd say probably not, to be honest.
Really?
All right, I see another look, man. I see another thing which says 2% of American women between 18 and 45 are creating content on the platform.
2%.
Hmm.
All right.
But that's of 18 to 45. So 18 to 24 might be the majority.
Yeah.
All right. Got to take a break. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
Remember, Mike Rizzo, 9 o'clock.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.